it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it turns out, Lee, that Americans do want to do the jobs illegal immigrants are doing. At Hyundai plant raid, and one of the lies that they tell in Washington is illegals do the jobs Americans won't, but the Hyundai raid proves they are taking the jobs Americans want. This is incredible. Got South Korea opening this plant and then just casually using illegal immigrant labor. Korean illegal mm-hmm. immigrant labor.
South Korean.
Yeah, South Korean.
Sorry.
450 illegal alien workers arrested at the Hyundai battery plant site in Georgia yesterday.
Well, that raid was earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just reading that from the headline. But oh. Yeah, obviously. So that's one of the lies they tell. So this was very celebrated in Georgia. This was going to be bring skilled jobs in. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of money, all of that. And somehow, Lee, these jobs just never seem to go to Americans. They just go to everyone else under the sun, whether they're bringing them in legally under an HB1 visa, or in this case, they are illegal immigrants who either flew in here and overstayed their visas or they came over the border. It's like any way we can to get jobs in America in the hands of people who are not Americans. That's what was going on in this country. And it's a mess because Trump had to be very careful what he said here.
Yeah.
Because this plant is part of a multi-billion dollar expansion project in the United States. So he's trying to kind of condemn this, like, no, you don't get to bring your own illegal immigrant workers in here and work them under the table. But at the same time, they have other investments. Mm-hmm. I mean, at a summit last month, South Korea pledged $150 billion in U.S. investments, including $26 billion from Hyundai Motors. And so that's kind of a...
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal, but again, makes you kind of wonder, okay, we got all these plants in here. We got all these factories. That's good for business. Are Americans even going to work in them, or will this be somebody else who's working in them?
Well, I believe that there's something more going on with this that has a lot to do with the international situation between the U.S. and South Korea, because there's been a leadership change there in South Korea. The most recent leader has been deposed, basically, because of a scandal within his government where, you know, he made a pretty big political mistake. And now there is a leader in there that is trying to align himself more closely with Beijing. And I think that's got something to do with why that raid took place there, because of the South Korean workers that were there for that plant.
Regardless, this plant was sold to the people of Georgia.
Yes. Say, oh, absolutely.
We're
going to
give it, you know, tax breaks. It's going to be a great deal. Mm-hmm. We'll get you some jobs. Yep. And Americans just never seem to get the jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Despite whatever the political machinations are. No, that's exactly right. And that's the issue.
Yeah. I mean, look, and a lot of people kind of wondering, there's been a lot of trends online about, you know, on X about H-1B visas, mm-hmm. Particularly Indian H-1B visas. And the reason for that is because the people who just gathered at the White House, including Microsoft, just fired 8,000 to 9,000 people, mostly STEM workers, turned around and listed their exact jobs in the H-1B Indian visa pipeline.
Yeah.
That is highly illegal. You cannot do that. The way that the law works is if there are Americans applying for the job, before you can get an H-1B visa, you have to interview them and you have to have a good legal reason for turning them down. In other words, they're not qualified. They've got a criminal record, something like that, before you can offer the visa, right? It is completely illegal to fire Americans and then list their jobs for 30% less across the board for H-1B visas from India. And here's the problem with this that Trump faces. He's got all those tech titans. They were at the White House.
Yeah.
You want them supporting us in the midterms? You want them supporting Democrats? I mean, he's walking a thin line here.
Yeah.
But as people online are pointing out, we have laws against this. This is illegal. The Trump DOJ needs to get in the game and start prosecuting these companies. You cannot fire 8,000 Americans and then turn around and list their jobs on the H-1B visa program. That is illegal under the law. But they do it because they can get away with it. And I think that South Korea thought they could get away with this, too. I think Hyundai thought they could get away with this. No one's going to touch us. No one's going to ask any questions. They're so glad we have the factory here. And we'll just, you know, break the law.
Well, I mean, that's the way you do business in China. I realize that China is not South Korea, but in that area of the world, in the Pacific Rim, that's how things work. I mean, it's a lot more overt than the covert type of bribery we get here in this country.
Yeah. So that that happened over the weekend. Also, Democrats going wild. And I knew they would. I said this on Friday. Trump now has Democrats defending cartel terrorists. And even Representative Jerry Nadler over the weekend saying Trump should be arrested. He's obviously a Democrat congressman.
Yeah, and now this newest outrage where they just bombed a speedboat, which they asserted was carrying terrorists. So you're the judge, jury, and executioner when you're not in a time of war. For that, the president ought to face criminal charges.
Criminal charges.
For sinking a drug boat. Yeah, listen, I get the criticism. I understand it, but I think, as usual, Nadler's going way too far, and then people complain about Trump saying, putting out mean tweets. So,
yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, all of these people were fine with Barack Obama droning a 16-year-old minor along with his dad.
They were American citizens.
Yes, who they accused of being terrorists. So that is literally the same thing Trump is doing here. He's accused them of being terrorists, and they bombed them. But now all of a sudden the Democrat Party is outraged. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
I think they can get away with this. God knows what they are going to do next. So that's what we're looking to right now. And there is reason to believe that this was not a legal action.
Lee, if you want to understand everything that is going on here and why they are going so wild about this, I opened the show with this and I've talked about it many, many times on my Battleground America podcast. Again, this will drop your jaw. It is a Fox News article. It is from 2014 and it's called America's Third World. The U.S. cut a deal with the Sinaloa cartel. And what happened was there is a top-ranking cartel boss out of Mexico by the name of Vicente Zambada Niebla. His attorney filed a brief in a case against him saying, listen, I did this with the permission of the U.S. government. I was armed by the FBI. Wait, what? Yeah, the FBI armed Sinaloa. What? The FBI protects its trading routes, drugs and humans into the country. This was all done under Barack Obama. The attorney even said that the U.S. helped, are you ready for this, finance and arm the Sinaloa cartel through Operation Fast and Furious. Wait, we pay for cartels to exist? Uh-huh. And they bring the voters, the future voters. Yes, and the drugs and the kids. What the heck? Well, when this happened, Fox News went to the FBI, Lee. This happened in 2011, but it was reported in 2014. And so, wait, is this true? You're financing, arming Sinaloa? You're protecting their drug routes in the U.S.? Like, what the heck? You're supposed to be a law enforcement agency. And apparently the DEA was in on it, too. They admitted they were doing it. They've never stopped. They may have now, under Cash Patel, I don't know. They never stopped. That's how all those people got here, the 12 million. And you can understand what Trump is fighting here. And what the FBI said, and I don't believe this, Lee, I think this is a crock, but what they said was, well, we armed and trained them and protected their drug trade and their human trafficking trade so they would rat out their rival cartel members to us. We could take them down. Well, wouldn't they do that for free? Don't they want y'all to take out their rivals? I mean, you don't have to arm them and fund them to get, I mean, they were doing fine without you. So what I think we're looking at here is a partnership between the Democrat Party, the cartels, specifically Sinaloa, and the FBI and the DEA. And what was the big bust last week? Largest ever drug bust in terms of like precursor chemicals, 700,000 pounds. Judge Jeanine Pirro announced it. Well, what was that about? That was coming from Shanghai. Maduro's people were moving it to where? Sinaloa. Same drug routes. So what Trump's done, Lee, is he has put the military on the border. They can't move that stuff through anymore. That forces them out into international waters and kaboom. They're very easy targets. They're much harder to hit if they're in, you know, a group of 1,500 illegals coming over, led by Tren de Aragua. So this is war. And what I'm curious about is, have they disassembled the FBI's rat lines into the country in partnership with Sinaloa? Because they needed somebody to move their people. They need their future replacement voters. They needed somebody, and you know, to say to the cartels, okay, you bring the replacement voters, you're going to profit from that, but we're going to make sure you make money too on the kids and the drugs. So we're going to let you do all that. We're going to protect your routes. So if you want to read it, and it's jaw-dropping stuff, but very mainstream. I mean, again, the FBI admitted they did it. America's, and they were still doing it. America's third war, the U.S. cut a deal with Sinaloa cartel. By the way, Lee, this never stopped. It's just ongoing Democrat policy. So when you're looking at, you know, Trump hitting who is doing this, again, it's China. It's, you go to the top of the crop, it's Maduro, it's Venezuela. This is him decimating their rat lines into the country. Well, it's really the Democrat Party and China's rat lines. It's Democrat Party. China knows Democrat Party in charge. They're going to rule the country. And we're seeing that in New York, where even the New York Times is admitting, hey, China is beginning to take over the Democrat Party primary process and control it in these local New York City elections. That was 2 weeks ago. So I've just tied it all together, the war that we are in. And it's not a small war at all. And Trump's got 3 years to take all of this infrastructure out. And that's, folks, that is why they are going into Chicago. That is why they're going into these Democrat cities. Don't kid yourself. It's not just because, well, we want to bring the crime rate down all of a sudden. They are going in after these cartel bosses who are being protected by the Democrats, and they are rounding them up because they're like cockroaches. Yeah, they, as soon as Democrats get, you know, presidential power again, they'll come back out in the light, start operating again. Democrats protecting him then. Now, and this is why you've got Tom Homan, when he's talking about going into Chicago, what is he talking about? He's not talking about it in terms of crime. He's talking about it in terms of illegal immigration. They are taking these networks down. And they're going all the way back to Venezuela to do it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.